Welcome to Success Beneath the Surface, hosted by Deborah Fell, Managing Partner at Chief Outsiders. Deborah provides insights specifically for CEOs from growth-oriented companies.
Thank you, Susan. We're in the people business, Alexei said, and there was no doubt about it when he described the high levels of employee referral and loyalty metrics sustained over decades as the company compounded its growth. And I was struck by the thought that to value your people and pass a strong culture through them so that it's absorbed into the collective tissue of the firm forms a bond that can withstand the strain of scaling. Without that, a company could fracture at any point and in any place from the strain of its own weight versus thrive through an energized culture. What's fueling beyond employee longevity and loyalty, but their willingness to refer other people to come and work there?
I think this goes to the way the company was organized. And I'm mindful not to say the way we organized the company, which is, I mean, technically it is true, but I'm a little self-conscious to say that it was intelligent design, because I don't think it was, I think we were just doing what was natural. But looking back, it seemed like there are two fundamental ways to organize a company, system-based and culture-based. And the system, you know, you have a certain model of employee development or corporate decision-making, organization, managing, reporting line, accountability, all of those things that are, of course, very important. In a culture-based, you rely a lot more on informal ties between people, self-organizing groups, trust, certain freedom, and so on. And it was just more natural for us to build a culture-based organization. I'm not one to debate strategy versus culture versus organization and so on. All elements are important, especially if, as you grow. And, you know, we were lucky for Datar to grow to almost 6,000 people. So, of course, you need structure and proper management principles. But culture was there first. And so I think a lot of people who joined us in the early days felt it in their bones, and they continued to infect others who joined them. It's harder now. I'll admit it. It's when we're making, you know, 700 hires per year, it's not so easy to ingest. If you're a new employee and you're put on the job, it's not so easy to ingest this stuff that I call culture during a month-long onboarding course. I can talk about it eloquently for an hour, but you've got to live it a couple of years before you feel it. So it's this chain of passing culture from one person to another needs time to fully work. And in business, you don't always have that time. So our employee loyalty metrics, recommendations, remain very, very high, but naturally get a little worse over time as these chains just don't have enough time to work their way through. But we're quite proud that they remain very high for our industry, perhaps any industry. We're in people's business. We don't have any assets. Our assets, you switch off their computer every night, they may choose to leave any day, and then we're toast. So I don't think there's much of a choice in the matter.
I encourage you to listen to Alexei's entire episode, aptly number 52 in this series. It's a masterclass on building culture and retaining people. Next week, we'll explore simplifying complexity with CEO Tori Carter-Kanin. See you then.
Be sure to subscribe in all your favorite podcast apps. Just look for Success Beneath the Surface. Chief Outsiders, part-time growth executives with full-time results.